We're going to talk about our own McGill University, the most prestigious university in Canada, very good reputation. Is it letting cheats off the hook, or even worse, caving in when they protest and passing them when it's clear they should fail? Well, that's the charge from Jeremy Cooperstock. He's an associate professor of electrical and computer engineering at McGill University, and he's so upset at some instances he himself has caught and at the way he's been treated by the university for whistleblowing that he started a website in protest. And Professor Jeremy Cooperstock is with me in the studio, the Daybreak studio this morning. Professor Cooperstock, good morning.
Good morning,
nice
Mike.
Nice to see you. Now, there are a few cases here that you've noticed since 2004, but for the purposes of this interview, maybe we stick to the most recent ones from last year. And how certain are you that the students in question stole answers and passed them off as their own?
Well, I think there's no doubt that the students' work that was submitted was not done independently. If you look at the samples that I provide on my website, if I can provide the URL, it's degradingmcgill.ca. You can see side by side two examples of code produced supposedly by two separate students. And apart from a few changes of numbers in terms of variables for the code, it's identical.
But don't students sometimes come up with the same code?
Well, if you look at the other code submitted by the other students in the class, they were completely different. Every other assignment had nothing in common. And I showed this code to my colleagues. I showed it to a number of people outside the university. And there's no doubt among anybody at all familiar with computer code. It's like, you know, providing something that reads like a Shakespeare sonnet and saying, did somebody lift this and say, oh, no, you know, somebody else could have come up with exactly the same wording as Shakespeare? Well, no, it doesn't happen.
I saw the website, and it's a very long code indeed, and every figure in the code is identical. Well, what happened to them?
Well, neither student suffered any consequences. One of the students whom I suspect was the one who...
But didn't you fail? Didn't you fail them?
Well, one of the students should have failed the course. Both his assignment grades and his final exam grades were well below a passing level. And even without any penalties being assessed for plagiarism, which is the university's responsibility to determine, one of the students should have failed the course.
Now, it was reviewed by one of your colleagues at McGill University, who then reported back that the submitted work was, quote, quite similar to the work of the other student. This similarity was almost complete in the MATLAB part of the work, but less so in the data generation codes. It sounds like they thought there was doubt there.
No, I think the person who did the regrading didn't realize that the data generation part of the code that he refers to that was quite similar wasn't actually graded. That wasn't part of the assignment specifications. And this is one of the other problems we have at the university, in which the professor who runs the course, who is normally responsible for the grading scheme and normally responsible for the assignment, is actually now being excluded from evaluation of his own student's work, in that when there's a charge of a student being unhappy with a grade and it gets reevaluated by somebody else, the professor doesn't even have the ability to comment on what the grading scheme is and what parts of the assignment are relevant.
The long and short of this case is that you wanted these students sanctioned because you think they're cheating, and the university overturned that and they ended up passing and didn't get sanctioned.
Right. One of the students, who should have failed the course, actually saw his grade on this assignment that he cheated. He cheated on two assignments. And on this particular assignment that we're discussing here, his grade was actually raised by the same professor who said that I see that these are very similar, and he suspected plagiarism, but he nevertheless raised the grade on that assignment.
Now, we did try to get McGill University to talk about this, but they declined our offer to appear to talk specifically about this case. They did provide us a pre-recorded clip, and this is from Morten Mendelsohn, who's the senior administrator, in charge of students. And this is about, in general, because they don't talk specific cases, how the university treats cheaters who've been caught. Here's that.
Not every individual who encounters the system agrees that it is severe enough or that it gives appropriate regard for their concerns, but as a whole, the system works very well.
System works very well at McGill?
I wish that were the case. And what we're seeing over the past few years is that cheating is on the rise, markedly so. Student attitudes towards academic integrity is on the decline. Students are showing far less regard for the integrity of their work. There's a blatant attempt to subvert the system in terms of students feeling that if they're not happy with a final grade assigned, they just have to badger the professor until the professor agrees to inflate their grade, because if not, there will be so much paperwork as the for the professor as the student goes through all of the channels the university provides them in terms of ombudsman, student support, associate deans, chairs, and so on, who will pressure and coerce the professor to find some way to raise that student's mark to an acceptable level to the student.
And is it true that when you began blowing the whistle on this, that secretly, surreptitiously, the university moved to have computer experts delete files from your own computer without you knowing?
No, no. What happened is that at one point last year, when I had contacted other media about this incident, and the media were following up with the university to try to obtain, as you did, the university's comment, my dean was requested to comment, and fearing that I had disclosed information about the students, ordered my systems administrator in secret, not to report to anybody, but to the dean, and to retrieve deleted or archived files that were stored in backup tapes and that were my private files, and to turn them over to the dean. And it's important to note that this system administrator is paid for by taxpayer dollars to conduct research projects, not to act as a sort of private police force for our dean.
How clear is it that the university administration is very unhappy with your behavior?
Well, given the emails between them in which one of the senior administrators commented to the provost, you know, maybe you should agree to meet with Cooperstock. It might quiet him down for a while, implying that I'll go away if he sort of gives me the you know, yes, we're listening to you and reading from a prepared speech kind of tone. I think that speaks to how the university views me in this regard.
Well, why are you speaking out then? Because the university makes the point that by speaking out, you're blemishing their reputation.
No, it's actually quite the opposite, because the students have already received the message loud and clear through many actions of the administration over the last few years that academic integrity, for all of McGill's bluster, is actually just, you know, it's a slogan and it doesn't carry any real weight. And what's happening is that we're seeing lower and lower standards exhibited by the students, and the university's reputation is on the decline because of the administration's actions. By whistleblowing, what I'm hoping to do is to raise enough public attention and pressure to force the university to make amends and start to remedy the situation in a serious, substantive way. If that means heads rolling, well, that would be the case in any private company or public company where there are shareholders to account to, and the shareholders would demand the heads of those higher-ups who are blemishing the university. The whistleblower will get some flack for it, but ultimately, I'm the one who's exposing the stuff that needs to be fixed.
Jeremy Cooperstock is an associate professor of electrical and computer engineering at McGill University. Professor Cooperstock, thanks for coming in. Nice to meet you.
My pleasure, Mike.